rocks.
Okie dokie, here we go. Good morning. Just ripping that saxophone.
Love it.
It's 6:42 on a Friday. What are you doing over there?
I'm just chilling. I'm waiting for you to...
He's hanging out, waiting for me to formally introduce you. Ladies and gentlemen...
Would you take a guess? What were you thinking I was doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, from Stevensville, Michigan, the one and only Hunter. All right, Alan.
Hey.
Anyway, we got to get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Back in my onesie, I'll tell
you. That's what it is, hanging out. It's adult pajamas. Rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Yeah. Well, that was pretty good. Yeah. David Bowie's 21st Century albums have all been remixed in Sony's 360 Reality Audio by his longtime producer, Tony Visconti. These new mixes of Heathen Reality, A Reality Tour Live, The Next Day, and Black Star will start streaming through Amazon Music Unlimited, Deezer, and Tidal on January 21st. I don't know what Deezer and Tidal are, but, you know, they're out there. Let's see. Four songs from A Reality Tour will live stream. Actually, they are live streaming right now, in 360 Reality Audio through David Bowie's YouTube channel. Listeners can experience the 360 mixes by listening to the stream in headphones. The releases are part of the Bowie 75 campaign, which will kick off with the releases of Toy Box Set on today, ahead of Bowie's 75th birthday on what would have been his 75th birthday on Saturday. I'm not sure what this 360 thing is. I don't know if it's more of like a full on audio experience.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm wondering too. Like, I thought we already had like the full 360 Dolby, blah blah blah.
To be honest, Bowie was always ahead of his time when it came to the production value of songs, different ways of recording. You know, the guy really was kind of ahead of his time. So I'm interested to see what more they could have done to Bowie's music to kind of take it to that next level. So
you said we could find this on Amazon Music?
It's on Amazon, Deezer, and Tidal, but you can check out four of the songs right now from A Reality Tour on the Bowie YouTube channel. So if you got some time, go there to YouTube.
Go to the YouTube channel, because let me be honest, Amazon Music is hard to navigate.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about that app, but man, dude.
That and every like 30 minutes they pop up. Hey, you want to try a free trial unlimited? I'm like, no. You already get all of my money, Amazon.
Stop.
Just give me the music for free, you bastard.
Have enough money.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Look, you could try for 60 days with zero money and then we'll charge you. Yeah.
And not tell you about it after we start charging you.
You bald headed son of a bitch. You know what? You know where it's free right here, Hunter. That's where it's free. Right, you got that? Bezos and your penis rockets. Just give me the music. Anyway, if you're a Bowie fan, which you should be, go check that out. A lot of fun stuff coming up for what would have been Bowie's 75th birthday. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history. On this day in rock history, January 7th, 1971, Black Sabbath released Paranoid, their second studio album in the U.S. Probably their best known songs for the band overall had Iron Man on there, War Pigs, obviously the title track Paranoid. What
an
amazing
album.
Big
day in history,
album. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's Tony Iommi. Ozzy just ripping it.
The music stores were flooded. Remember that when you had to go get that CD?
Yeah.
You go out there and wait in line.
Yeah. Just to hear Ozzy. I love it. Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history for a Friday. Of course, as always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.